الحمد لله على هذا الفضل وعلى هذا الإحسان وعلى هذا الإنعام على إحضارنا في بيت من بيوته
that we were brought to one of his houses
في ليلة الجمعة
on the night before جمعة
في ناشئة الليل
in the beginning of the night
مبتدين بسيدنا النبي محمد
following our master the prophet Muhammad
مهتدين بهدي النبي سيدنا محمد
following the guidance of our master the prophet Muhammad
سائلين ربنا
asking our Lord
متوجهين إليه
turning to him
خاضعين لجلاله
humbling ourselves before his magnificence
مصلين له
sending prayers upon him
قائمين بين يديه
standing for praying for him and standing before him
راكعين وساجدين
bowing and prostrate
نسبحه ونحمده
pray glorifying him and praising him
ونهلله ونكبره
and we mentioning his oneness and his greatness
ونصلي على نبيه المصطفى سيدنا محمد
and prayers on his prophet المصطفى our master Muhammad
الذي قال من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرا
the one who said if someone invokes prayers upon me one time Allah sends prayers upon them through that 10 times
ولو جاءت صلاة من الله واحدة فوضعت في كفة وجاءت أعمالك وأعمال الخلق معك في كفة لرجحت صلاة الله على أعمال العالمين
If one accepted prayer came from Allah and all of the works of all of the people was on the other side of the scale, one prayer from Allah, one salah from Allah would outweigh the works of all beings.
ولقد قال صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم عليه الصلاة
And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily the closest or most deserving of people to me on the day of rising are those who invoke the most prayers upon me.
أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة
The nearest of people to me on the day of rising.
أحقهم ببربي.
The ones most deserving of my nearness.
أحقهم بشفاعتي.
The ones most deserving of my intercession.
أحقهم بنظري.
The ones most deserving of my gaze.
أحقهم بمرافقتي.
The ones most deserving of my company.
بالإستدلال تحت لواء الحمد.
Beneath the shade of the banner of praise.
وبالورود على حولي.
And coming to my pool.
وبالمشي معي على الصراط.
And walking with me over the bridge over the hell.
أكثرهم علي صلاة.
Are those who send the most prayers upon me.
فماذا تجلب الصلاة عليه من خيرات.
So what very great goodness prayers upon him bring.
ماذا تحصل لنا من بركات.
What does that cause us to attain of baraka.
ولقد قال الصحابي الكريم سيدنا أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه يا رسول الله إني أصلي عليك فأكثر الصلاة عليك فكم أجعل لك من صلاتي
The noble prophetic companion Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b said, O Messenger of Allah, verily I invoke prayers upon you, so how many of my salah should I make for you?
قال ما شئت
He said, as much as you wish.
قال النصف
He said, half then.
قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك
He said, if you wish and if you do more, it's better for you.
قال فالثلثان
And he said, then 2/3.
قال ما شئت فإن زدت فهو خير لك
He said, as much as you wish and if you increase, it's better for you.
قال إذن أجعل لك صلاتي كلها
He said, then I will make all of my prayers for you.
قال إذن تكفى همك ويغفر ذنبك
He said, then your sorrow would be alleviated and your sin forgiven.
لا هم ولا ذنوب
No worry nor no sin.
فهذا هو النعيم.
So this is bliss.
هذه السعادة.
This is felicity.
هذا هو الفوز.
This is triumph.
الحمد لله على هذه النعم.
Praises for Allah for these blessings.
ولقد أصبح يوما يرى في وجهه البشر.
One morning he woke up and you saw in his face happiness.
فقيل له بذلك.
And he was asked about this.
قال أتاني آت من عند ربي.
He said, someone came to me from my Lord.
فبشرني أنه لا يصلي علي واحد من أمتي مرة إلا صلى الله عليه عشرة.
And he gave me the good news that no one invokes prayer on me one time save that Allah sends 10 salah upon him.
فاستبشر فرحا لنا.
So he was glad and joyous for our sake.
رحمة بنا.
Out of mercy to us in rahmah.
كما أشفقه علينا.
So how very concerned is he for us.
لا نستطيع أن نرحم أنفسنا بأنفسنا كما يرحمنا هذا النبي.
We cannot show mercy to ourselves like he shows mercy to us.
وإذا جاء يوم يفر المرء من أبي وأمي وأبي وصاحبتي وبنيه يقول أمتي أمتي.
And on the day when a brother will flee from his, a human will flee from his brother and his mother and his father, he will say, Oh my ummah, oh my ummah.
الأقارب يفرون من بعضهم لكن سيدنا يتحسس منا.
Relatives run from one another, however, our master will be concerned for us.
من أعطف منه؟
Who is more tender than him?
من أرفق منه؟
Who is more compassionate than him?
صدق الذي سماه الرؤوف الرحيم.
The one who named him رؤوف رحيم, compassionate and merciful, spoke the truth.
قال جل جلاله لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم.
Jalla Jalala, he said, Verily a messenger has come to you from yourselves.
عزيزٌ عليه ما عنتم.
Your difficulty is very hard for him.
حريصٌ عليكم.
Avidly concerned for you.
حريصٌ عليكم.
Avidly concerned for you. حريص for you.
بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
Towards the believers, compassionate, merciful.
قال مرة لسيدتنا عائشة.
He said once to our lady Aisha.
اللهم اغفر لعائشة بنت أبي بكر.
Oh Allah, forgive Aisha, the daughter of Abu Bakr.
ما أسرت وما أعلنت.
What she did privately and publicly.
وما قدمت وما أخرت.
And what she did in the beginning and the end.
ففرحت.
So she was joyous.
قال سررتي.
And he asked you, are you happy? He asked her, are you happy?
قالت كيف يا رسول الله وأنت تدعو لي بهذا الدعاء.
She said, how would I not be happy, O Messenger of Allah, and you make this prayer for me?
قال ما إنها دعوتي لأمتي في كل صلاة.
He said, verily this is my prayer for my ummah in every salah.
صلوات ربي وسلام عليه.
Salam, my Lord, and His peace be upon him.
وفي ليلة الجمعة على الخصوص تندب كثرة الصلاة والسلام عليه.
And in the eve of Jum'ah, the night before Friday, in particular, it's meritorious to send abundant salah upon him.
وفي يوم الجمعة.
And also on the day of Jum'ah, on Friday.
أكثر من الصلاة علي في الليلة الغرة واليوم الأزهر.
He said, send much salah upon me on the radiant night and the bright day.
إن من خير أيامكم الجمعة.
Verily from the best of your days is Jum'ah.
فأكثروا فيه من الصلاة عليه.
So send abundant salah upon me therein.
فإن صلاتكم علي تبلغني حيث كنتم.
For surely your salah upon me reaches me wherever you may be.
فلا تقول أنا في كيب تاون هذا في المدينة.
So don't say I'm in Cape Town and that he's in Medina.
فإن صلاتكم علي تبلغني حيث كنتم.
Said surely your salah upon me reaches me wherever you may be.
صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه.
May the salawat of my Lord and His peace be upon him and his companions and folk.
قال بعض الصحابة كيف تبلغك صلاتنا إذا أرمت أي بليد في القبر.
Some of the companions said, how does our salah reach you when you decompose, meaning you're in the grave?
قال إن الله حرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجسادنا معاشر الأنبياء.
He said, verily Allah has prohibited, forbidden for the earth to consume our bodies, we the group of prophets.
بل صح في حديثه الكريم.
It's narrated in a sahih hadith.
أن الأنبياء أحياء في قبورهم يصلون.
That the prophets are living in their graves, making salah.
وإنما الميت من مات قلبه ولو كان يمشي على ظهر الأرض.
He said the person who's dead is the one whose heart has died, even if he's walking on the surface of the earth.
ولا تقول لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات.
And Allah said, don't say of those who were killed in the way of Allah that they're dead.
بل أحيا ولكن لا تشعرون.
Rather, they're alive, they're living, however you don't sense it.
ليس من مات فاستراح بميت إنما الميت ميت الأحياء.
The one is not dead who died and was given ease through that transmission, but the one who's dead is the one whose heart is dead.
ولما رؤي بعض الصالحين قال له الرأي ألم تمت.
One of the pious was seen in a grave in a dream, excuse me, and the one who saw him in his dream said to him, have you not died?
قال إنما تموت الحمير البهائم.
And then he said, only donkeys and animals die.
الأنعام ومن كان مثل الأنعام.
He said, cattle and people who are like cattle.
أو أضل من الأنعام.
Or who are misguided than livestock.
أما صاحب القلب النبي.
He said, as for someone with a pure heart.
والمسلك السوي.
Or someone of a straight path.
والروح الصافي.
Or someone of a pure spirit.
فهو في حال أسمى.
So that one is in a more celestial state.
أعلى,
and it is in a higher station.
يأكل من الجنة.
He eats from Jannah.
ويأتيه السلام من ربه.
And peace comes to him from his Lord.
عليه الملائكة.
And the angels frequent him.
أهذا يسمى ميت؟
Is this one called dead?
أنت الذي تأكل من طعام الأرض ومن صناعتها تعد نفسك حي والذي يأكل من الجنة ميت.
You eat from the earth of the food and its produce and you call yourself living. Is someone who eats from Jannah then dead?
أنت الذي تشاهد البر والفاجر فقد عد نفسك حي والذي يشاهد الملائكة يعد ميت.
You see the pious and the corrupt and you consider yourself living. Do you say then that the one who sees angels is dead?
أنت الذي ترى الحسن والقبيح وترى الطيب والخبيث تعد نفسك حي والذي يفجر الجنة صباحا وعشية ميت.
And you are the one who sees that is good, that which is good and ugly, that which is pure and that which is vile. So what about the one who sees the trees of Jannah? Is that one dead?
حياة أصفى من حياتك.
His life is more pure than yours.
وأعلى.
And more sublime.
وأطيب.
And more good.
وأكرم.
And more noble.
هل ميزتك أنك تبول وتخرج منك الأوساخ وهو لا يبول؟
Is your distinction that you urinate and filth comes out of you and he doesn't?
أم ميزتك أنك تمرض وهو لا يمرض؟
And is your distinction that you fall ill and he doesn't?
أم ميزتك أنك تخاف وتحزن وهو لا خوف عليه ولا يحزن؟
Is your distinction that you can get sad and you can fear and there's no fear upon him nor does he grieve?
أي الحياتين أحب باسم الحياة؟
So which of these two lives is more deserving to be called life?
ليس من مات فاستراح بميته.
Someone is not dead who died and they were given rest and ease by this passage to that next life.
إنما الميت ميت الأحياء.
Verily the one who's dead is the only the one who's the living dead.
ولقد جاء في الحديث الذي صححه جماعة من الحفاظ.
And there's a hadith that is rendered sahih by a group of the hadith masters.
أن سيدنا بلال بن الحارث المزني رضي الله عنه.
But Sayyidina Bilal bin Harith al-Muzani, may Allah be pleased with him.
بعد وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
After the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
في سنة تأخر المطر عليهم واشتد القحط.
And this was in a year when they didn't have much rain and they had a severe drought.
أقبل حتى جاء إلى المدينة.
He traveled until he came to Al-Madinah.
وجاء إلى قبر النبي محمد.
And he came to the grave of the Prophet Muhammad.
وقال يا رسول الله استسقي لأمتك فإنهم قد هلكوا.
And he said, O Messenger of Allah, seek rain for your ummah, for verily they have perished.
كان في خلافة سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب.
This was in the Khilafah, the Caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab.
وفعله هذا بين يدي الصحابة كلهم.
And he did this before all of the prophetic companions.
علمه عمر فمن دونه.
Omar and others knew this.
أفيهم علم أم ليسوا بعلماء؟
Did they have knowledge or were they not علماء؟
أم واحدون هم أم فيهم شرك؟
Were they monotheists or did they have hashahum shirk in them?
أهل سنة هم أم ابتدعوا؟
Were they people of sunnah or did they commit bid'ah?
فجاء في اليوم الثاني يقول لسيدنا عمر البارحة رأيت رسول الله.
So he came the next day and Umar said to him or he said to Umar yesterday last night I saw Allah's messenger.
وقال له كل عمر يستسقي بالناس وأخبره أنهم يسقون.
And he said tell Umar to go seek rain for the people and inform him that through that they will be given rain.
وقل له الكيس الكيس.
And say to him الكيس الكيس.
يعني الإحسان والأداء الواجب على التمام.
And he said, so do this with excellence and fulfill the obligation completely.
فأخبر سيدنا عمر بروحه.
So then he informed Sayyidina Umar of his dream.
فبكى سيدنا.
So Umar, Sayyidina Umar cried.
وقال اللهم إني لا أجد جهدا إلا ما عجزت عنه.
And he said, Oh Allah, I don't know any effort that I can show in this regard, save that I would fall short of it. And he sought rain for the people, and Allah gave them rain.
وأورد الإمام ابن كثير في تفسيره.
And the Imam Ibn Kathir narrated in his tafsir.
والإمام النووي في كتاب المناسك.
And Imam Nawawi in his books on the rites of Hajj.
أن عربيا جاء إلى قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That a desert Arab came to the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فوقف بين يديه.
And he stood in front of him.
وقال اللهم إنك قلت ولو أنهم اتلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما.
And he said, Oh Allah, indeed you said, and if only when they wronged themselves came to you, when they sought God's forgiveness and the messenger sought maghfirah for them,
فقد ظلمت نفسي.
He said, I have wronged myself. And I came to your Prophet.
Ya Rasulallah, istaghfir.
O Messenger of Allah, make istighfar, seek forgiveness for me. And he sung these two famous lines of poetry.
Ya khayra man dufinat fil ghari a'udhu.
O you, the best one in whose earth his bones were buried.
فطاب من طيبها الجعان والأكم.
So due to this, it was made fragrant.
نفسي فداء لقبر أنت ساكنه.
My soul may be sacrificed for a grave in which you live.
فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم.
In it is virtue, munificence, and generosity.
وكان العتب جالسا يسمعه ما يصنع.
And العتب was sitting, listening to this.
وانصرف الأعرابي.
So then this desert Arab man left.
قال العتب فأخذتني سنة.
So then Al-Rutbi said, then I dozed.
فَرَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
And he said, and then I saw Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يقول قم يا رُتبي.
And he said, stand up, O Rutbi.
فَالْحَقَ الْأَعْرَابِ.
And catch up to that desert Arab man.
وَبَشِّرْهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَهُ.
And give him the good news that Allah has forgiven him.
وَبَشِّرْهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ
لَهُ. Give him the good news that Allah has forgiven him.
وَهَكَذَا جَاءَ أَيْضًا في تاريخ المدينة المنورة عن بعض الأصفياء.
And it's narrated in a book called The History of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara by some of the pure.
أنه كان جالسا عند قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That about him that he was sitting at the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فجاء أعرابي وبدوي.
So then a desert man, a Bedouin man came.
فوقف على قبر النبي.
And he stood at the grave of the Prophet.
ودعا بهذه الدعوة.
And he made these prayers.
وقال اللهم اللهم هذا نبيك.
And he said, Oh Allah, this is your Prophet.
وأنا عبدك.
And I'm your slave.
والشيطان عدو.
And the shaitan is your enemy.
فإن تغفر لي.
If you forgive me.
يفرح نبيك.
Your Prophet will be glad.
وإن يعبدك.
And your slave will be saved.
ويحزن عدوك.
And your enemy will be sad.
وإلا تغفر لي.
And if you forgive me not.
يحزن نبي.
Your prophet will be sad.
ويهلك عبدك.
And your servant will be destroyed.
ويفرح عدوك.
And your enemy will be glad.
وأنت أكرم من أن تحزن نبيك وتفرح عدوك.
And you're more generous than you would sadden your prophet and gladden your enemy.
فمشى.
And then he left.
يقول هذا الرجل الصالح فمعست فرأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So this pious man said, I dozed and I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يقول قم فالحقه فقل له.
And he said, stand up and catch up to him and tell him.
إن الله قد غفر له بحسن مسألته.
Verily Allah has forgiven him by his splendid question.
فالله يغفر لنا بهذا النبي.
So may Allah forgive us through this prophet.
ويكتب لنا النجاة بهذا الغفران.
May Allah write for us salvation through this forgiveness.
ويبيت عدوه الشيطان حزين هذه الليلة.
And may his enemy the shaitan spend the night sad.
سر قلب نبيك.
Oh Allah, gladden the heart of your prophet.
وأحزن عدوه.
And sadden your enemy.
بما تفيض علينا في مجلسنا.
And which you pour upon us in this gathering of Allah.
بما تعطينا في مجمعنا.
And which you give us in this gathering of your Allah.
بما تنظر إلينا ونحن بين يديك.
And which you gaze to us and we're right before you.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Oh, most merciful of the merciful.
يا أكرم الأكرمين.
Generous of the generous.
ألا أيها العباد وإنه كلما تنقى القلب عن الأجناس وتطهر من الأرجاس وقصد رب الناس مستشفعا بخير الناس جاءه الفضل والإيناس.
Oh servants of Allah, when the heart of a slave is purified from filth and evil and he seeks aid from the Lord of humanity, Allah pours upon him abundance.
وانقطع عنه شر الوسواس الخناس.
And the evil of the whispering devil will be cut off from him.
وقام له في التقوى أقوى أساس.
And he will establish for him the firmest foundation of taqwa.
وتهيأ لمجالسة المصطفى في مقعد الصدق مع خير الجلس.
Prepared to sit with Al-Mustafa in the seat of truth with the best company.
فَإِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَيَنْظُرْ إِلَّا إِلَى قُلُوبِنَا.
Verily our Lord only looks to our hearts.
فَلْنَتَأَمَّلْ مَا فِيهَا.
So then let us ponder what is in them.
وَمَا تَنْوِيهِ.
And what they intend.
وَكَيْفَ تَتَوَجَّهِ إِلَى بَارِيهِ.
And how do they turn to their Creator.
وَكَيْفَ تَتَذَلَّلْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ.
And how do they humble themselves before Him.
في ليلة الجمعة.
In the eve of Jum'ah.
في مجمع الذكر.
In a gathering of dhikr.
حيث تحفنا الملائكة.
And we're surrounded by angels.
بإخبار الصادق المصدوق.
Told this by the truth.
حلقة فوق حلقة.
Circle above circle.
إلى السماء الدنيا.
To the lowest heaven.
فلو انكشف الحجاب ورأيتهم قلت لا نريد أن نقوم أبدا.
If the veil were lifted and you saw these angels, you'd say, I never want to stand up.
لكن نؤمن بذلك.
However, we're sure of that.
كيف والمخبر به أصدق الخلق.
How would we not be sure and the one who told us is the most true of creation.
وحبيب الحق.
The beloved of the real.
وما ينطق عن الهوى.
He speaks not from his desire.
إن هو إلا وحي يوحى.
Verily it is only revelation revealed.
لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله تعالى.
No one sit remembering Allah the exalted.
إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة.
Except that sakina descends upon them.
وغشيتهم الرحمة.
And they're covered in rahmah.
وحفتهم الملائكة.
Surrounded by the angels.
وذكرهم الله في من عنده.
And Allah mentions them with among those who are with Him.
وذكرهم الله في من عنده.
And Allah mentions them in those who are with Him.
وذكرهم الله في من عنده.
And Allah mentions them with those who are with Him.
يا ما أسعدك إذا ذكرك الرحمن.
How very felicitous you will be if you're mentioned by Ar-Rahman.
يذكرك الإله الحق مع عند ملائكته وأنبيائه.
The divine, the real Al-Haq, He will mention you. He mentions you with His angels and prophets.
وإذا قال سيدنا داود إلهي إذا رأيتني أجاوز مجالس الذاكرين لغيرهم فاكسر رجلي دونهم حتى لا أتجاوزهم.
For this reason our master داود said, Oh my God, if you see me walking by the circles of those who remember me, break my legs so that I don't pass them by.
وجاء في رواية الإمام أحمد والحاكم وغيرهم.
And it's narrated in a hadith by Imam Ahmad, Hakim and others.
لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله تعالى.
No group sit remembering Allah exalted be He.
لا يريدون بذلك إلا وجهه.
Seeking through that nothing other than His countenance.
إلا ناداهم مناد من السماء.
Except that a herald calls them from the heavens.
أن قوموا مغفورا لكم.
May you all stand forgiven.
قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنة.
Your evil deeds have been turned to good deeds.
اللهم أكرمنا بذلك.
Oh Allah, bestow that upon us through Your generosity.
اللهم أعطنا ذلك.
Give us that.
اللهم حقق لنا ذلك. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك. ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ولا تخزنا يوم يبعثون. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. وإنما ارتفعت مراتب المقربين بسلامة قلوبهم.
And the stations of those who were brought near were only raised through the purity and the health of their hearts.
يحسنون إلى من أساء إليه.
They were good to those who mistreated them.
ويعفون عما كان من حقوقهم.
They excused their rights.
يقتدون بمحبوبهم.
They follow their love.
يرحمون الحيوانات.
They show mercy to animals.
ويكونون حيين حتى على الجمادات.
And they are even humble and gentle towards inanimate objects.
وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هؤلاء.
Servants of Ar-Rahman who walk gently or humbly upon the earth.
وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما.
And when the ignorant address them, they say salam.
هكذا شأن أهل القلوب السليمة.
This is the state of those of healthy hearts.
قالوا للحسن البصري إن قوما يغتابونك ويسبونك ويتكلمون عليك.
Someone said to Al-Hasan al-Basri that people are biting your back and ridiculing you and speaking ill of you.
فبعث إليهم بهدية من الفاكهة وقال سامحونا ما قدرنا أن نكافئكم إلا بهذا الفاني وأنتم أهديتم لنا حسناتكم الباقية.
And so he sent these people who were speaking against him a gift of some fruit and said, please pardon me. I'm only able to reward you, repay you with this thing that is ephemeral, this thing which is perishing, and you donated me your eternal good deeds.
وقد أرسل قوم بعض سليقي اللسان ليغضب سيدنا علي زين العابدين بن الحسين.
And a group of people sent someone with a sharp tongue to try to anger Sayyidina Ali, the son of Hussein, Zain al-Abidin.
أعطوه أجرة على ذلك.
And they paid him to do it.
فقال سهل أنا أغضب أي واحد بسرعة.
And he said, that's easy, I'll make anyone mad really quickly.
وهو لا يعرف شأن أهل القلوب السليمة.
And he didn't know the state of those with healthy hearts.
قلب تربى في بيت النبوة.
This was a heart that was reared and nurtured in the prophetic house.
حضر وهو صغير قتل أبيه الحسين وقتل أخوانه كلهم وأقاربه ثم لم يسب أحدا حتى مات.
He was present while just a child and he witnessed the killing of his father, his brothers and many of his relatives and he never cursed or ridiculed anyone until he died.
لم يبق من أولاد الحسين إلا هو واحد.
No one from the children of Hussein remained except he alone.
كان مريضا صغير السن.
He was ill and young.
لكن اليوم ما في الأرب قبيلة أكثر عددا من مثل أولاد الحسين.
However, today there's no tribe that is greater in number than the children of Hussein.
من هذا الواحد.
From this one man.
بركة وأخرج منهما الكثير الطيب.
And he said, this is a barakah from which I bring those many who are good and pure.
ولما أراد بعضهم أن يقتله وهو صغير.
And someone wanted to kill him while he was still a child.
جاءت عمته زينب.
His aunt Zainab came.
وقالت له, إن تقتلوا هذا الصبي فاقتلوني قبله.
And she said, no, if you're going to kill this boy, kill me first.
فرجوا لها وتركوه.
So he showed the tenderness toward her and left him.
وفي ظهره ملايين من الأولياء.
And in his loins were millions of أولياء.
وملايين من العلماء.
And of millions of the علماء.
فمن يطفئ نور الله؟
So who can extinguish Allah's light?
دخل الرجل وسيدنا علي بن الحسين في حلقة في المسجد.
This man entered and Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein was in a circle in the mosque.
فسبه.
So then he mocked him.
فلم يتأثر.
And he wasn't affected.
وهذا ينظر إلى وجهه.
And this man was looking at his face.
فيراه لم يعبس.
And he see he didn't even frown.
لم يحمر.
He didn't get red.
يتهلل.
And he was just still looking splendid.
مبتسما.
Smiling.
أرادوا أن يقوموا فيضربوه فمنعه.
They wanted to stand and strike, beat this man, and he prevented them from doing so.
وأصغى إليه حتى كمل سبه.
And he listened to the man until the man finished his insults.
رآه بهذا المنظر وهو يسب ولا يتأثر فانتهم عنده فسكت.
He looked at him and he was insulting him and he finished what he had to say and then he wasn't even affected and then the man became silent.
ولو قال لمن في المجلس يضربوه لأوجعوه ضربا لا يعرف مثله.
And if he were just to tell those who were present, go ahead and beat him up, they would have beat him in a way that he has never known.
لكن هو حماه منهم.
However, he himself protected him.
فلما انقطع ما عنده وسكت.
So then when he finished all that he had to say,
قال هذا إن هذا ما عرفت من معايبنا وما لم تعرف أكثر.
And he said, you know, this is what you've known of my vices, my faults, and what you don't know is even more.
هل لك حاجة بنقضيها؟
So do you have anything, any need that I can fulfill for you?
استحيا.
So the man was ashamed.
سجل.
And he was embarrassed.
قال لوكيله ماذا عندك من النفقة؟ قال ألف درهم بلا تريا.
So he told his agent, what money do you have? And he said, I have 10 silver coins. He said, give it to him.
فأكبر يبكي وأشهد أنك ابن بنت رسول الله.
So the man fell on his knees crying and he said, I have testified that you are the son of the daughter of Allah's messenger.
الناس أشرار أقووني قتلهم الله.
And he said, those were evil people tried to kill him.
قال اسكت أنت في حلو إياه.
And he said, no, be quiet. You and he are safe.
هذا القلب السليم.
This is a healthy heart.
عليه رضوان الله تبارك وتعالى.
May Allah's good pleasure تبارك وتعالى be upon him.
ولم يزل الأمر كذلك.
And it continues to be like this.
حتى قدم غريب إلى المدينة ليلة.
And there was a stranger who came to a Medina one night.
معه صرة فيها ألف درهم.
And he had a purse in which there were 1,000 silver coins.
وضعها في المنزل الذي نزل فيه.
And then he put it in his lodging.
وخرج يصلي العشاء في المسجد.
He exited and prayed in the mosque.
وبعد اتمام الصلاة ورجوعه في الطريق وقع في باله أنه نسي الصرة في المسجد.
So after the prayer, when he was on his way back to his lodgings, it occurred to him, or he thought, that he left his money in the mosque.
ورجع مسرعا.
So then he rushed back.
فوجد أهل المسجد قد انصرفوا إلا واحد.
And he found that the people of the mosque had all left except just one.
قائم عند سابية يصلي كأنه سابية.
And then he was standing praying at a pillar as like he was a pillar.
فألقى الشيطان بقلب المسجد ما لك إلا هذا يظهر الصلاة من أجل أن يذهب الناس ويأخذ ماله.
So the shaitan whispered to his heart, nobody stole your money except this one. He's standing, acting like he's praying until everyone goes, and then you can take it.
قرب منه.
So then he came close to him.
قال لتول صلاة تكذب على الناس أخرج هذا المال.
He said, are you praying for a long time so the people will leave? Give me my money.
فلما أحس بي خفف صلاته وسلم.
So then when he sensed this, he shortened his prayer and he gave him salam.
قال مالك.
He said, what's wrong with you?
قال مالك. ألف درهم وسط الصورة ما أخذها إلا أنت.
He said, what's wrong with me? 1,000 silver coins in my purse and no one took it except you. He said, have sober. If someone conceals the sins of someone else, Allah will conceal for him. He said, come and I'll give you your money back. So then he went to his house that was close to the mosque. And then he put, made a purse, made a money bag out of 1,000 coins and gave it to him and said, take it, here's your money.
جاء إلى منزله فوجد ماله هناك.
So then he went back to his lodgings where he was sleeping and he found his money was there.
تعجب.
So he is amazed.
من هذا الإنسان؟
He said, what is, who is this person?
سببته.
I insulted him.
سهمته.
I accused him.
كذبت عليه.
I lied against him.
ولم يغضب عليه.
And he didn't even get angry.
ولم يضاربني.
And he didn't hit me.
ولم يرد علي.
And he didn't even respond.
ولا عبس في وجهي.
He didn't frown at me.
وأعطاني من ماله.
And then he gave me his own money.
فتحير.
So then he was dumbfounded.
وأخذ الدرهم بسرعة وجاء إلى عند باب زين العابدين.
So then he quickly took the money and he went to the door of Zain al-Abidin.
قال لي بعض المرة بيت من هذا؟
He asked some of the passersby, whose house is this?
قال هذا بيت علي بن حسين.
They said, that's the house of Ali ibn Hussein.
قال زين العابدين.
He said, Zain al-Abidin.
قال نعم.
Yes.
قال أنا ما وجدت أحد أتهمه وأنسبه للسرقة إلا آل بيت النبوة.
He said, I didn't find anyone else to excuse and accuse of stealing except the people of the prophetic house. So then his sorrow, he got extremely sad. And then he knocked at the door. So he came out to him. And he was crying. He said, pardon me, I didn't know you. And I found my money where I was staying. He said, you are the pure house. You're the most pure. Far be it from you that you would steal. Please excuse me.
He said,
no, we forgave you before you even came back.
وخذ هذا المال إلى مالك.
He said, and take this along with your other money.
فإن أهل بيتي إذا أخرجوا شيئا لا نعود فيه.
Then surely the people of the house, if they give anything, they don't take it back.
هكذا تربى في بيت الحسين.
This is how he was reared in the home of Hussein.
وهكذا ورث من فاطمة.
And this is the inheritance he took from Sayyidina Fatima.
وهكذا سرت إليه سرية علي.
And this was what flowed to him from Sayyidina Ali.
ولذلك كان يطيب له المقام في الليل حتى يسجد في الليل الفرقة.
And for this reason, it was pleasurable for him to stand in long in prayer in the night to the extent that he would prostrate and pray 1,000 rak'ahs.
بركة في الوقت.
That's a baraka time.
ومعونة من الله.
An aid from Allah.
وفي خديه خطان أسودان من مجرى الدمع من خشية الله ومحبة الله.
And he had two marked dark lines on his face from his crying, his tears out of love and awe for Allah.
وفي الظلام يحمل الطعام إلى بيوت الفقراء.
And in the darkness, he would carry food to the houses of the poor.
ويدور عليهم.
And he would go around to all of them, circulate their houses.
فكان ينفق على 100 بيت.
He supported 100 homes.
النفقة الكاملة غير الصدقة المتعددة.
And he said that was a complete support, not his other numerous charities.
وكان يحمله على الطعام على ظهره.
He carried the food on his own back.
حتى أثر في ظهره سوادا.
To the extent that his back was darkened, he had a mark on his back from this that he would carry.
وكان يأمر خادمه أن يحمله.
And he would ask his servant to lift it up on his back.
يقول أنا أحمل عنك.
He said, I'll carry it for you.
يقول أنت تحمل عني ذنوبي يوم القيامة.
He said, will you carry my sins for me on the day of rising?
يقول لا.
He said, no.
يقول أحمل عليك.
So put it on my back.
فيذهب بنفسي.
So then he himself would go.
وما علم أهل المئة البيت أن نفقتهم تجي من هذا الإنسان إلا بوفاته.
And that 100 homes didn't know that their support came from this imam until after his death.
ولذا أشرق على وجهه النور.
For this reason, light shone from his face.
ولما يدخل إلى الحرم الشريف يقف المطاف بأهله.
When he would enter the noble sacred sanctuary, those making tawaf would stop.
فينفرجون عنه حتى يقبل الحجر.
And they would make space for him until he kissed the black stone.
ويمشون وراءه.
And then they would follow him in his walking.
ولقد جاء بعض الأمراء يوما ولم يستطع تقبيل الحجر من زحمة الناس.
And once one of the emperors came and he wasn't able to kiss the black stone because there was such a crowd.
Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik ayyam kana waliyan lil'ahd.
He was Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik when he was the governor.
فأمر أن ينصب له منبر وجلس يتفرج على الطائفين والمصلين.
He ordered that a minbar be built for him so he could sit and watch those who were praying and making tawaf.
وبينما كانوا في ذلك المشهد أقبل زين العابدين.
So then when he was sitting in this viewing it in this way, Zain al-Abidin approached.
فلما وصل المطاف وقف الناس.
So then when he reached the place of tawaf, the people stopped.
وافترقوا له من الجانبين.
And they parted from both sides for him.
فدخل وقبل الحجر.
So then he came in and kissed the stone.
ثم أخذ يطوف.
And then he began to make tawaf.
عجب الجنود مع الأمير.
So the army and the emir were amazed.
قالوا من هذا الذي هابه الناس هذه الهيبة؟
And he said, who are the people, who's this person who the people showed this kind of awe?
قال لا أدري.
And he said, I don't know.
هو يعرفه لكن ما أحب أن يسمعوا اسمه ولا تتعلق قلوبهم به.
He said he knew, but he didn't want them to hear his name and for their hearts to become attached to him.
فتحرك الإيمان في قلب واحد من الذين معه وكان شاعرا مشهورا.
So faith, the heart of one of those who was with him was stirred, and he was a famous poet.
يعني إن كنت لا تدري فأنا والله أعرفه.
He said, if you don't know, I by Allah know him.
قالوا من هو يا أبا فراس؟
He said, who is he, O father of Firas?
Al-Farazdaq.
And that's Al-Farazdaq.
أنشأ بيعته.
And he sung his famous lines of poetry.
قال هذا الذي تعرف البطحاء وبطاته.
He is the one that is known by the valleys of Mecca. And the sacred house knows him as well as the sanctuary, as well as the area outside of the sanctuary. This is the son of the best of all servants. This is the one of taqwa, the one of cleanliness, the one of purity, the learned. If Quraysh sees him, one of them will say that all nobility ends with him.
يكاد يمسكه عرفان راحته ركن الحطيم إذا ما جاء يستلم.
And the corner almost grabs him due to his pleasant fragrance if he doesn't greet it.
يغضي حيانا.
And
يغض طرفا من الحياة.
He lowers his gaze out of modesty.
ويغضى من مهابته يغضون الناس طرفهم هيبة.
And everyone lowers their gaze from him out of awe.
فما يكلم إلا حين يبتسم.
And they don't speak until he smiles.
من يعرف الله يعرف أوليته.
Someone who knows Allah knows the prominence of him.
فالدين من بيت هذا ناله الأمم.
And the deen from his house was attained by the nations.
وليس قولك لا أدري بظاهره.
And your saying, I don't know, doesn't harm him whatsoever.
العرب تعرف من أنكرت والعجم.
The Arabs and the non-Arabs know the one you've denied.
من معشر حبهم دينه.
From the love of him is their deen.
وبغضهم كفر.
And hating them is disbelief.
وقربهم ملجأ ومعتصم.
And near, the nearness to them is a place of refuge and sanctuary.
غضب الأمير وأمر بحبسه.
So the emperor became angry and ordered that he be imprisoned.
فانتشر خبر القصة وسمع زين العابدين.
So then the news of this story spread and Zain al-Abidin heard this.
وبعث لي بعشرين ألف صلة.
So then he sent him 20,000 as a gift.
فقال إنما مدحتكم لله ورسوله ولو كنت أريد الدنيا لأمدح الأمير.
And he said, I only praise you for Allah and His Messenger. If I were to want dunya, I would have praised the emperor.
قال ونحن أهل بيت إذا أخرجنا شيئا نعول فيه.
He said, we the people of the house, if we give anything back, if give anything away, we don't take it back.
هكذا شان أهل التربية.
This was the state of people of tarbiyah, people of training.
وهكذا شان القلوب المطهرة.
And that is the state of purified hearts.
وقد مشى بعض أولاد الحسن معه فدخل مسجدا فسمع من يشب يسبهم ويشتمهم.
Some of the children of Hassan entered a mosque and heard someone ridiculing them and cursing them.
فصلى التحية وجلس.
So he prayed the tahiyyah and just sat.
يقول ابنه ألا ترى ما يقول هذا.
So then the son said, don't you see what he's saying?
قال قد سمعته.
He said, I heard him.
قال فلم لا ترد عليه.
He said, why don't you respond?
قال متى عهدت أباك سبابا.
He said, when did you know your father someone to be someone who cursed or insulted us?
قال أنا تربيت على يد النبي.
He said, I was reared at the hands of the Prophet.
وعلى يد فاطمة وعلي.
And at the hand of Fatima and Ali.
ما أعرف السبب.
He said, I don't know how to insult.
حتى من شبهني.
Even those who insult me.
حتى من تكلم علي.
Even those who speak ill of me.
فكل إناء بالذي فيه ينضح.
He said, every vessel spills what's in it.
وهكذا مضى الأخيار ألحقنا الله بهم.
And this is how the pious were, may Allah make us with them.
مبتدين بالمختار.
Following the chosen.
صلى الله عليه.
May Allah send blessings upon
وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
Upon his spoken companions.
الذي بلغت رحمته عند دخوله إلى مكة في الفتح أن رأى كلبة خافت من الجيش معها أولادها فوقف وأمر بعض الصحابة أن يقف في ذاك المكان ويأمر بالجيش أن يبعدوا حتى لا يؤذوا هذه الكلبة.
His mercy, صلى الله عليه وسلم, reached the point that when he was coming in on the day of Fetch Mecca, the conquest of Mecca, he with his huge army saw a dog who was afraid for its pups. It was a mother. And then he stopped the jaysh and ordered someone to stand and so that no one in the army would trample it.
فَوَقَفَ الْجُنْدِي طُولَ مُرُورِ الْجَيْشِ حَتَّى لَا تُوْذَى.
So this soldier stood while the whole army passed so that this dog and its pups wouldn't be harmed.
فكيف رحمته بالآدمين؟
So then how much mercy will he show for humans?
صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه.
صلوات الله
فكيف رحمته بالمؤمنين؟
How is his mercy then to the believers?
اللهم عد علينا عوائد هذه الرحمة.
Oh Allah, bring us the benefits of this rahmah.
لننصرف الليل وقلوبنا رحيمة. سليمة. مسلولة السقيمة.
They have been having all illness removed from them.
نؤدي واجبنا في واقعنا.
So that we can fill our obligation.
وفي محيطنا.
Our surroundings and our circumstances.
ومع من حوالينا.
And those around us.
ونعمل بحقيقة الإسلام.
Act according to the truth of Islam.
ونظهر جماله للأنام.
That we display its splendor for all of humanity.
مبتدين بأكرم إيمان.
Following the most noble إيمان.
اللهم خلقنا بأخلاقه.
Oh Allah, give us His character.
اللهم أدبنا بآدابه.
Oh Allah, give us His أدب.
واصرفنا مقبولين.
And make us leave accepted.
موصولين.
Connected.
موفقين.
Those متوفين.
مرعيين بعين العناية.
Those who are gazing upon.
يا أكرم الأكرمين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا الله طهر قلوبنا صفي مشروبنا اغفر ذنوبنا اكشف كروبنا اصلح شاننا شيد بنياننا تشدنا على ما تحب منا تولنا في الحس والمعنى لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك فقط عين ولا أقل من ذلك يا الله لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته جمعتنا على ذكرك وذكر حبيبك فلا تخلفنا عنه بالقيام لا تقطعنا عنه يوم الضام يحشرنا في زمرته أظلنا بظل لوائه أوردنا على حوله آمين يا ربنا آمين يا ربنا آمين يا ربنا آمين يا ربنا كلنا نرد على حولك وأهلنا كلهم وأولادنا كلهم وآبائنا وأمهاتنا نراه يبتسم في وجوهنا ونشرب من حوضه شربة لا نظما بعدها أبدا يا الله وعند المرور على الصراط ثبت به أقدامنا ثبت به أقدامنا إذا مر نمر في زمرته نمر في معيته نمر في تبعيته إلى دار الكرامة إلى جنتك العلية إلى الفردوس الأعلى يا الله يا الله يا الله الطلب عظيم لكنك أعظم لكن جودك أكبر وإن لم نستحق وإن لم نكن أهلا وإن لم نبلغ ذلك أعمالنا ولا أحوالنا لكن جودك واسع وفضلك عظيم هام وحبيبك له جاه واسع فبمحبتك له وبمحبته لك اقبل دعاءنا اقبل دعاءنا اقبل دعاءنا حقق رجاءنا حقق رجاءنا حقق رجاءنا تولنا في احوالنا كلها في الدنيا والاخره اجعلنا من اهل الوجوه الناظره التي هي اليك ناظره يا رب الدنيا والاخره يا
Oh, yeah.
حقائقها وأنت راض عنه ومن في القبور من آبائنا وأهلنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا اغفر لهم تجاوز عنهم اعفو عنهم اجعل قبورهم رياضا من رياض الجنة بارك في هذا المسجد وفي إمامه والقائمين عليه والمترددين إليه واجعل الدعوات فيه متقبلة والصلوات فيه متقبلة اللهم اسمع دعانا وبلغنا آمالنا وأصلح أحوالنا واختم لنا بالحسنى وأنت راض عنا وأصلح شؤون المسلمين أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.